Blog Talk Radio.
Big tournament continues here on Blog Talk Radio, the Soul Tree Radio and the Raw. I'm your host, Mike Lewis Ingham, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you tonight. Soul Tree Radio and Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all, I mean all the good stuff. Who, what, when, why. Did I get all that right? You know what I mean. And sometimes how. I do the Canadian version, W5 plus how, right now at www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be, as tonight it is all about the music. And thanks to Brother G for the Iceman and Harry Ray. Harry Ray being one of the predominant lead singers of the Moments, and later Ray Goodman and Brown. I've always loved his voice, and from a falsetto tenor approach, his songs were always easier to sing for me than others. Harry Ray, and actually Prince, Harry Ray and Prince were no problem. I could sing those, well, not patting myself on the back, but I did all right with it. Anyway, having said that, we are in the Gotta Sing to Get Some category. I think that's self-explanatory. And in that, we have a collection of singers that they're not macho. They're just smooth. And Harry Ray was like that. Harry was just smooth. He could just coo his way into a situation, you know, just coup de draws off somebody. Ow! Yes. But we have two different singers here with two distinct styles. One of them, Tommy Hunt. Tommy Hunt, born Charles James Hunt in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, June 18th, 1933. And yes, the brother is still with us. Many blessings on that. And I want to give G a special shout out because in playing the matchup between the Iceman and Harry Ray, he made the point that Alicia Keys, bless her fine ass, had taken Ray Goodman and Brown on tour and kind of like reintroduced them to a lot of folks. They had done good work, of course, in soul, but they also had a couple of Northern soul songs. And one day I will have my Vancouver colleague David Love Jones to come on and give everybody a broad spectrum picture of what Northern soul was like. Having said that, Tommy, again, he started out in Pittsburgh. Tommy was actually his nickname, and he was he was so into music that they tried to chastise the young man by throwing him in the joint reform school as a fraction. And he moved to Chicago with his mom. He went in the Air Force, and he went AWOL in order to be with his mom, who was dying. He served time in prison for desertion, and after his release, he returned to Chicago and formed a group called the Five Echoes. But while he was performing, he was approached by Ezekiel Carey of the Flamingos and asked to take Carey's place because he had been drafted, ironically. So even after Carey came back, Hunt was kept on after Carey returned. And, of course, in 1959, one of the greatest tunes ever made, I Only Have Eyes for You, Tommy sang lead on that. It is still to this day their most popular song by far. And the song has been used several times on compilation albums and film soundtracks and all kinds of stuff. It is a massive, massive hit. Now, Hunt left the group in 60 due to artistic differences, but within 3 days he was approached by Luther Dixon, another producer, and made a couple of other station spots in terms of putting in 45s, and it didn't pick up as quick as he wanted to, and this is not the first time that this has happened, but Jocko Henderson, Jocko, record machine, saying, ooh, pop, ba-doo, how you do? Jocko was a big DJ in Philadelphia, and Jocko was going to play the song for him. It was a song called Parade of Broken Hearts, but like some DJs I want to do, and this is literally the same thing that happened to the Five Stair Steps Ooh Child, because Dear Prudence was their A-side. Jocko played the wrong side, and it turned out to be this tearjerk of a ballad called Human, which turned out to be another huge hit for him. And another B-side, ironically, was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. I don't know what to do with myself. Isaac Hayes did a cover of this too. He's done the original of this, and he was just a combination of great singing and good timing. Well, he used to be at the Apollo in the rotation a lot with Jackie and Ray and Diana Ross, the Shrells, folks like that. But he is, in terms of trivia, Hunt is the only person to have his photograph framed twice in the Apollo foyer, both with the Flamingos and as a solo artist. Well, other than that, again, the Northern soul scene, we'll talk more about that because many of the artists were able to make a career for themselves after the soul was dried up or phased out or whatever. And that's not a hard thing to do. But it took effort and courage for someone to step out of their comfort zone and head abroad. So he actually did start a new version of the Flamingos. And well, God bless, the brother's 87 years old. He's still here. And, of course, they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for their 30-year contribution to music. On one song alone, on I Only Have Eyes for You, they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I digress. What I want to do right now is give you a taste of Tommy and in a few minutes talk about his competition, Mr. Billy Stewart, Fat Boy from Chicago. Well, I don't want to say Chicago, Washington, D.C., but William Larry Stewart, his actual name, born March 24th, 1937, sadly passed away, 32 years old, on January 17th, 1970. Billy's secret weapon was a killer vibrato. I mean, he could fluctuate with the best of them. And unfortunately, you know, while he may have played artistic license with the Fat Boy thing, his weight really did cause him a huge problem. It was exacerbated by a motorcycle accident in 1969, but he was in a really nasty situation. And car hit. He and other members in the car died, and they were actually going to a nightclub show in South Carolina. And, well, all I can say is when you hear him, you'll never forget him. And it is hard for a male voice especially to have a distinctive voice like that, where one aspect of it dominates over the course of one's discography. But Billy Stewart did that. And not for nothing, whoever his guitar player was, he was a bad motherfucker. In many ways, the same way as Jimmy Nolan, one of my favorite guitarists for James Brown, had a minimalistic approach to offsetting the lead vocal. I Do Love You, which is Billy's signature song, has one of the most alluring chord pattern leads into singing along with the voice. Now, the piano takes over after about half a minute, but it is very central. At least to these ears it is. And another song, Strange Feeling, which will come up. So having said that, now the table is set. All I want y'all to do, kick back, listen, and vote. You're done. If you like what Tommy Hunt is putting down, say you want Tommy. Put it on our Soul Tree page or vote to us at SoulTreeInTheRaw@Outlook.com or send it to my brother G. Now, if you're on the COVID, on the COVID caravan line, then yes, take it to the stage. Go to the Soul Tree page for the Cove. And also, send it to glcgreg@gmail.com. Right now, everybody, kick back and relax. I want you to enjoy this. This is a great singer's matchup. A lot of times, the musician or the arrangement or things like that get in the way. This is one of those matches where as close to even up as possible. We hope to have another one for you, and if we can deal with the gremlins a little bit better, we may have it for you in time before we call it a night, but we definitely want y'all to get a taste of this. We've gotten nice feedback from everybody thus far. I'm going to thank you for your participation. But for now, think about spring. I'm a spring baby, so I'm a little more sensitive to this type of stuff. Yeah, you think about old girlfriends, what those songs were like, how they made you feel, all that kind of good shit. And, you know, spring was a platform for that. So even the rain didn't bother you. You know, you just went on about your business, glad to be alive. And ain't that how it should be? Later on, we will tell you more about what else is coming up in the tournament. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Mesdames et Messieurs, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mr. Tommy Hunt, and from Washington, D.C., Mr. Billy Stewart. Mano y mano, back, relax, and enjoy. You're listening to the Big Bag Tournament, courtesy of Sultry Ray on the Raw, the Great of the Cove, our vehicle here in Blog Talk Radio. See you in about 50 minutes.
The door is open, you can walk right in. But you must promise not to leave again. The door is open, wide open. So darling, come on in. I've learned my lesson since you went away. I've learned, my darling, that with love you don't play. The door is open, wide open. So I beg of you, but darling, forgive and forget, and come back, come back where you belong. Make this the moment I've been waiting for. I even took the lock off my door, and now it's open, and I'll keep it open until I see you.
Step by step. I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose, needs the sun and the rain. I need your sweet love to ease all the pain. I just don't know what to do. Don't know just what to do with myself. Baby, if your new love ever turns you down, come on back, I will be around just waiting for you. Oh, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do with myself. Didn't I tell you he was not the guy for you? And didn't I tell you he'd break your heart in two? I tried to make you see, but oh no, you wouldn't listen to me. Now what I told you has all come true, and now you come back to the one who really loves. Didn't I tell you that he was just a playboy? And didn't I tell you that he'd use your heart for a toy? My advice you didn't want to hear. You had to find out the hard way, dear. Now you've paid your dues with a million.
Did you find his love was no good, just like I told you? I've got a last
I've got to cry, I've got to live, oh, I've got to die. And oh, Lord, why did you make me human? I've got the best girl in the world, but make her understand that I'm only a man. I've got to work every day, so little love, so little pain, and I'm just human, I'm just tell me that you and I are through. Don't try to spare my feelings, just get out.
La la la.
summertime, and the lifting is easy. Fish are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a your daddy is a rich, got a rich girl, and your mommy's good looking, yeah. Hush, let a little baby don't you cry. One of these morning summer, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you spread your little wings, and take to the sky. La 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 la. There's nothing gonna harm you, girl. With a zombie and a daddy standing by. Yeah!
Girl, True. Why, oh, 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 why,
wonder, Minna, if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool that you treat me so rude. Nevertheless, I say, you gotta be way there in the park.
Footnotes to clarify. I want to make sure the information was correct regarding what happened to Brother Stewart. Again, he was Big Brother. Diabetes kicked in, very heavy set. He made no bones about that. You know, songs like Fat Boy and other things like that. But his accident was in broad daylight. He was 32 years old, and it happened when the Ford Thunderbird that Stewart was driving approached a bridge across the Neuse River near Smithfield, North Carolina. That's probably along Interstate 95, although my brother Fred would let me know. His car left the highway, ran along the median strip at a slight angle to the highway, struck the bridge abatement, and then plunged into the river. It killed Stewart and his three passengers. The other people in the car were members of his band, Norman Rich of D.C., William Cassie of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Rico Hightower of Newark, New Jersey. They were all driving to a nightclub show in Columbia, South Carolina at the time of the wreck. The car had only been purchased 12 days before and had been driven only 1,400 miles before the accident occurred. Susan, his wife, Sarah, the executress of his estate, she sued Ford Motor Company on behalf of his estate, claiming mechanical failure was the cause of the accident. The first trial was won by Ford Motor Company, but on appeal, the court ruled that the trial court's refusal to give the requested jury instructions was in error and ordered the case reversed and remanded. They did not say how much, but the case was settled out of court. One thing that definitely struck a chord with was his popularity among the lowriders out on the West Coast, the Chicano Brothers, Brown Pride. That was part of the cruise music, and he definitely made a point of the type of music he generated being loved in that regard. I got my man G with me on the back end of this, coming into view. G, what's going on?
Brothers doing his name, boy. He was rocking his name.
Yeah, you know, both of these guys were amazing singers.
I mean, I remember I Only Have Eyes for You when I was 5 years old
because my mother was playing the shit out of the song. And
yeah, but it really did stand the test of time. I'm talking about over three generations, and that song is still a beautiful ballad. And if we matched up, if we had, okay, if we were playing the party, one of them old-fashioned red light parties and shit, I Do Love You would be on the playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Strange Feeling would be on the playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Human would be on the playlist. And I Only Have Eyes for You would be on the playlist. So,
yes.
Other than us trying to get some ass, I would be on the menu
for the songs we would be playing. So we know for a fact you couldn't have a party without it. You know, what does this stuff remind you of, G? What visions come to mind when you hear these two singers?
It takes me back to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, days of summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the front lawn, just with my little portable radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being 79 years old, that's what you did.
Well, you know, you're right about that. I can remember, you know, we talked about Soul Makosa being a kind of song where the rhythm was just in sync and everybody was just playing and seemed everywhere. That's what happened with Billy Stewart's Summertime. And we didn't get the full version of that on the 45.
No.
They just
went
from the beginning. I can't get it out.
Yeah, yeah.
From the beginning, when he's trilling that note and going into it all, that's where it was cut to 3 minutes, obviously, for radio purposes, too. But, yes. That was being played everywhere. I had a childhood friend, Paul Slucky. He had one of the radio, one of the portable record players, and he played that shit to death. And, of course, he would be one of them deals where you got the day camps. I'm one of those old day camp kids at day camp. So they would be playing that among all the other records that we've thrown on the little record player while we're playing baseball and just listening to shit or playing Skellies. So, yes. It's that kind of timeless music. And you don't hear styles like Stewart's or Hunt's anymore. That Hunt is still here is amazing. He's 87 years old, but all of that stuff he carried with him arrangement-wise when I Only Have Eyes for You.
It would be 90 degrees.
That's right.
My mom would say, go outside.
Get rid of your ass. I know. My mother did too. But then you had your choices. You had the icy guy, the Latino guy with the big piece of ice. He shaved that shit off. He poured some liquid in there. Yep. Get that shit to you in a cup. 10 cents. Boom. That was good. You know, it was even too hot for Mr. Softy. See, we told his ass, keep going and shit when that little truck used to come down. But yeah, that's summer. You're so right. That's summer music. You know, we have seasonal stuff where you hear certain things, certain times of the year. That's definitely summer music. So yeah, I'm loving that big time, G.
Summer City.
Yeah.
It was a white group.
Yeah, Love and Spoonful. I found some in the city, back of my back, you know, some gritty or some shit like that.
Yeah,
that was the Love and Spoonful, the same group that did Do You Believe in Magic? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were certain songs that was just made for summer. That's right. Yeah. So look, we know about all that good shit. But that's the kind of stuff that would last you all day and all night. You could still play I Do Love You in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thank God for WWRL and WLIB, you know, and the Philly stations, because they understood that. You know, people need to know, little younger folks than we are, that Quiet Storm only came into play because they weren't playing the love ballads for them from the brothers and sisters anymore. They were trying, well, you know, we don't do that stuff because it's not our format. And then they had this middle of the road shit, you know, Air Supply and all this other nonsense. But it's like, look, we listen to this shit.
WBUD, which is in South Jersey, they had one night. It started at 7 o'clock and at 7 to 11. It was like the Quiet Storm. I don't know what they call it. It was a different name.
Right.
But same format.
Yeah. You have to have balance. And if in my opinion, you're stealing when artistically you handcuff people. You're telling me that easy listening is this really nasty term that ties to white supremacy. The stylistics are easy listening. It's very easy to listen to them, but you wouldn't play them during certain times of the day on some stations because that's a black group. And you'd only play it at night because, you know, those black people, they love the fucking stuff. So we're going to play that shit at night so they can get nasty. Stop. You know, this is just more cock-blocking, literally, that you won't allow the artist to make a penny because you have your own warped ideas about programming. And if we had to really point in the direction of anybody who would be culpable for a record, it's the program directors, the people who are responsible for playing the music.
Yeah.
They didn't want to play some of this stuff. And even when groups like the Delphonics and the Stylistics got popular because of Tom Bell's arrangements, and they did play I Love You, La La Music, I Love You on the radio, and Stone in Love with You, they didn't do it out of the goodness of their heart. He had sold some records, so yeah, we'll throw this in the mix. But it was like an afterthought, gee. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, we got to play this. This is the latest one coming out. If the Beatles had been in the same position, or they would have put on Beatles shit before anybody even gave a fuck about it, in all honesty.
It was a format. It was a format they were comfortable with.
Yeah.
And that's what they wrote with. They didn't want to change.
Comfortable is a good word. Yeah, I think you're right in that regard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and what's intriguing about these two brothers, these are two brothers from the earlier part of this trip. These are 50s, 60s brothers here. You know, and I was a baby in comparison. But this is what I was hearing in the house because my mother and my brothers and sisters were listening to that. You know. Like, did Ma Gray ever drop something on you that you were listening to and you were like, whoa, what's that? Did she ever do that?
No, Mom was a very conservative when it came to music.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't get any really way out there music.
Mm-hmm.
Because she kept it close to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know,
she did Ray Charles,
that's
the most famous, Ray Charles.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she's very conservative when it came to music.
Mm. See, she'd have been chasing me with the soap even then.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Well, what do you have lined up next? What do you have lined up next musically in the tournament? Who are you considering taking?
I got a couple go rounds here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about Levi Stubbs.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
And,
well,
against
Levi and Ronnie Isley, and then you got Stevie and Smokey. Now that's
hot.
Okay. And of course that's in the drop them draws region. Oh
yeah,
no. drop them draws. Surrender them draws. Okay, you got those. We were scheduled to have tonight Peebo Bryson versus Lou Rawls. We will bring Peebo back on Thursday. He and Lou will get it on, and we will have an additional matchup to go with that to be announced later. Yes, but as right now, what we're going to do, we're going to hit the jukebox and give certain groups 3/4 quarter. Because there were some vocalists who could not get into the tournament, and we want to give them some love because, after all, they can blow. And having said that, G, you got any last words for me before I carry on?
No, just remember to vote for your favorite artist.
Voice your choice, y'all. Voice your choice.
gmail.com or social raw or facebook.com.
Exactly. So Tommy Hunt, if you want Tommy, hit our Soul Tree page or go to Soul Tree and the Raw at outlook.com. If you want Billy Stewart, I can't trill that fucking note. If you want Billy Stewart, go to Soul Tree and the Raw or the Cove Caravan, of course. On their website, or go to glcgray@gmail.com. So I'm gonna take a quarter out. I'm put it into the machine. 3/4 quarter. See what we get. Y'all kick back and relax. And remember, if you're going out, you know COVID's on the ropes, but he ain't dead yet. So please, wear a mask, y'all. Stop. You can always take the damn thing off, but wear a mask.
That's right. There you go.
Wash your hands. And most definitely, because Red Fox told me so, you got to wash your ass. So wash your hands. Let me drop my quarter and leave. We will see you guys later. I'll be back in a bit. sending some love to Northern Jersey. We'll take it to Motown and a little Blue Eyes Soul, courtesy of California. Hot Wax action with the Flaming Ember.
My eyes are closed.
She's the one who fills my heart up.
Why Don't You Stay, Flame and Ember, Motown in Effect. Now we're going to take it a little further down the pipeline and head south, S-O-U-F, south, towards Memphis and the Madlands, holding things up for Stacks with some serious wax. Thank you. doo-wop and soul. And I done spent 75 cents. I'm going to spend one more quarter for a dollar so I don't have to holler. Michael Henderson came on as a wild card and did damage. He will be on in the tournament. He seems to like the ladies, and the ladies like him. Here are three from Michael Henderson with three lovely ladies, Jean Karn, Phyllis Hyman, and Roberta Flack.
I'm Get away, get away. Oh, the world, just you and me. Come brings you all the way down.
Michael Henderson. Three great tracks, three lovely ladies to the back. And that takes us to the top of the hour, and we are going to be out of here tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's the stir fry. Come in with the chefs and get some good food for thought. Thursday, my man G will be back in it, and so will we, as we will come on with Lou Rawls and Peabo Bryson. Couldn't get them done tonight, so you know, we don't do nothing half-ass. For my brother G, don't forget, voice your choice, y'all. Send it to our Facebook pages at The Cove Caravan, the Great Love of Cove, and Sultry Raven Raw. For G, email glcgray@gmail.com, and for us, sultryandraw@outlook.com. No matter what, we got your back. Don't forget, tomorrow night at 9, you go editorial. with the Hump Day special. Thursday, the tournament continues, 9 p.m. Eastern. G may be on earlier with an earlier show at 7. We will provide you with information in advance. For everybody else, make sure you vote. Yes. And let me see. I think I want a jukebox for my birthday. Let me stop. but, yeah, don't y'all want a jukebox? I'm sorry. I've always wanted that thing kind of sitting in the basement or in that man cave or whatever you want to call it, where it'll just turn them over for you. And you ain't got to do nothing. Then you have to put the quarter in if you rig that shit right. But either way, we got you covered. Have a great night. Go safe. Make sure you vote. Make sure you vote because we want to hear from you. For all of us here at the Tree and the Cove, go safe, stay safe, be safe.
From you.